It's been coming for decades. From now on, BCS, the Bowl Championship Series, within a couple years will be gone. It's going to be replaced at last by a playoff. Four teams in a playoff with a Super Bowl-style title game every year at a neutral field. No more computer-generated rankings or polls. No more automatic conference ties-in. It'll all be decided on the field, for the most part, anyway. A big win for the fans. Also a big win in terms of earnings for the colleges. Joe Nocera joins us now, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times. Joe, you got to be happy this morning, right?
you're right. I mean, everybody has wanted this except for the people who run college football for a very long time, including President Obama, who's said a time or two that he wished there was a college football playoff. So there's only four teams. It's not quite, it's certainly not the NCAA.
Let's listen to that comment from the president here.
We should be creating a playoff system, eight teams. That would be three rounds to determine a national champion. It would add three extra weeks to the season. You could trim back on the regular season. I don't know any serious fan of college football who has disagreed with me on this. I'm going to throw my weight around a little bit. I think it's the right thing to do.
That's the president speaking on 60 Minutes. But we didn't get eight teams. We got four teams. So it's a kind of a slow start, but it is a start. I mean, we probably will expand it in the future, don't you think?
I think if this is a success, which it almost certainly will be, both on the field and financially, I think eight teams is plausible and reasonable. I mean, there's been so much resistance from the BCS, the Bowl Championship Series folks, who are basically the commissioners of the major conferences, that they're going to do this very, very slowly and even somewhat grudgingly, I would say.
Well, what does this four-team championship playoff series solve?
Well, it certainly gives the fans the ability, and it gives the country the ability to say we truly have a national champion in football, just the way we do in every other college sport. And you know, it's not an arbitrary choosing of two teams with sometimes, you know, an undefeated team, you know, gets left out, or a really good team that lost the first game at the beginning of the year, and but you know, one loss can really damage you in football under certain circumstances. So, you know, it gives you that. It also generates a lot more excitement
and a lot more money.
Yes, in fact, my favorite quote in the whole thing yesterday was came from the Oregon State president Ed Ray when they asked him how the revenues might change. He gave a one word answer: up.
A double. I've heard estimates say it will probably double in terms of TV revenues.
I think that's plausible. Especially at the beginning, it's going to generate so much excitement. And don't forget, I mean, there are so many bowls now that they've lost a lot of their luster. And, the television ratings have lagged. And, I think the BCS leaders looked out on the horizon and said, you know, we need to do something to infuse excitement. And then, the way they're doing the final game is really interesting. They're not using a typical bowl. The semifinals are going to be played in the bowls on
right,
a rotating basis.
Right, but the Super Bowl could be pretty much anywhere. Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times, one of many fans, probably happy this morning that BCS will soon be a thing of the past. Joe, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.